Updated at 2:30 p.m. The city of Greater Sudbury says the issue that was slowing down the voting process at some polling stations today has been resolved. Original story. Voters at some Sudbury polling locations are experiencing a slowdown. The city of Greater Sudbury is reporting delays at polling stations caused by the third-party paper ballot voting system, VoterView. However, online voting is still available and working as it should. VoterView is not the same firm that had issues during the 2018 provincial election. Sudbury.com received reports of delays in Capriel and at Countryside Arena in the South End, with readers stating that ballots aren't printing and voters, mostly seniors, are being sent to a library branch to vote online. In response to inquiries, a city spokesperson told Sudbury.com, "We've been made aware of some slowdowns with the third-party paper ballot voting system. Things are still up and running, but there may be longer wait times as the vendor resolves the issues. The issue is being worked on. People can still vote, but the city is asking for patience as the process is moving more slowly than it should thanks to what it said are server issues with VoterView. We're really just asking people to be patient. All the locations are up and running, things are just currently taking a bit longer than usual due to the data fix issue," said Kelly Brooks of the city's communications department. "If people would like to vote online instead, they can do that too. Like I said, that system is not affected." This echoes comments made by Ward 4 candidate, Jeff McCausland, on Facebook. "I just checked with the city clerk, and it sounds like their supplier VoterView is having a server issue that is affecting, sick, a few of the voting locations," said McCausland. "It should be sorted quickly, things should be moving soon." A city spokesperson also noted online voting is not affected, so if someone wanted to vote online instead, but didn't have a voter information letter, they may have been directed to the library to update their info and get a PIN there. Sudbury.com will continue to monitor any voting delays, and stay tuned for voting results as they come in.